Welcome to another BI Network Executive Podcast. Today we are at the Data Warehouse Institute Conference in Las Vegas. Tune in now to hear the BI Network bring you the inside story live from the show.
You're tuned in to the BI Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ron Powell, and we're here at the TWI show in Las Vegas. Joining me today is Rob Berman, Teradata Vice President, and Scott Vander Valkenburg, Director of Global Alliances at SAS. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Rob.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, obviously today we're going to talk about the relationship between Teradata and SAS, but why don't we talk about a few general things first. You know, what do you see, Rob, as the 3 to 4 biggest challenges facing business leaders today who are trying to advance business analytics?
This is Scott. I'll take a stab at that one moving forward.
Okay.
Basically, what we're starting to see is a strong focus in the marketplace for companies to begin to take the massive amounts of data that they have and have collected over the years and begin to operationalize them to use analytics in a more meaningful way to have not only analysts, but their frontline decision makers be able to make more clear and concrete decisions, not only to improve their current operations, either to increase sales or reduce costs, but more importantly, combine that with looking at new areas for new products and or services to grow and expand their marketplace. The big challenges that they're facing in order to do this really in two key areas. The first area is around the business side and the business process, which I'll touch upon in a second. And the second is around the IT and technology. And I'll talk to Rob and ask him to comment a little bit on there. On the business side, what we're really seeing is there's a concept from the board level and from the executive suite to begin leveraging business analytics within the workplace in a more conformed and meaningful approach. The challenge that they're facing is they're understanding the what, but moving more into the how, and looking at things that are going to just change their processes. And really, the people and process and technology linkage is probably one of the greatest hurdles. A good example is in healthcare. We're starting to see, as healthcare companies are looking to detect and prevent fraud for claims adjustments, et cetera, much faster. With the new technologies, they can start doing the stuff in real time instead of going after the money they've already paid. How can they prevent that from going out in the first place? And realigning how do the people in their business operate in the functions adjusted to do that. So we're seeing the first wave happen of people really understanding the what the business analytics focus is incredibly strategic to their business. Now they're edging and trying to feel their way around the how of getting the right people and the right processes to support. Rob, do you want to comment a little bit on what we're seeing from the technology side from your aspect?
Yeah, I think lots of challenges on the technology side. I think, you know, from the basics, we have, you know, lots of companies are spending a lot of money on their IT, but you know, they look at IT, data warehousing, and those types of things, and they really don't reconcile the requirements for advanced analytics. So they really don't understand the different data and architectures that are required for the two, and very few of them have actually adjusted their data management practice. So they have lots of practices around modeling, data integration, data quality, but they don't necessarily fit the needs of the analysts and statisticians, and even in the most advanced customers. So for us, some of our data warehouse, they have not bridged the gap between business and their IT needs. You know, you look at the requirements, and you know, requirements are growing, and the demands of business are growing. So business wants their answers quicker. They want the insights that they're getting out of IT and data to be more accurate and timely. And at the same time, there's what's diametrically opposed to that is you have IT. And they're focused on trying to do more, better, faster, but at the same time, cut costs. So, you know, when you're trying to deliver more and cut costs, and at the same time, we see volumes of data increasing drastically, the need for quality of data to be better, and then redundancy of data because of the way we've traditionally handled analytics in the past, you know, and installing or have legacy systems that don't scale, you know, we have a big mess. And a lot of that, I think, is obvious to people who will be listening to this. What's not obvious, though, is that there's a big gap, and I think that's what Scott's getting at, a big gap between the business needs, analysts, and statistician needs, and what IT is trying to deliver. So, you know, rather than providing more leverage and efficiency and collaboration, there's too much complexity, cost, and actually some animosity between IT and the business and the statistician. So, you know, we got this tale of two worlds working, and somebody's got to step in, and I think part of it's technology, part of it will be consulting, but, you know, we've got to reduce this gap between the technology side and the business side.
Well, Rob, given those challenges between the business and IT, what is the SaaS and Teradata vision and direction for your partnership?
Well, I think Scott started to hit on it, and Scott, I'll pass it back over to you. But, you know, if you look at where people are doing analytics today, probably 80%, 90% of the money, investment, and time is spent on doing, you know, SQL analysis on current events, maybe doing some ad hoc query and just creeping into predictive. And really what we see vision-wise is moving that along a maturity curve where people are spending 80 or 90% of their time on predictive analytics, doing data mining, statistical modeling methods, and try not to look at what are current events, but try to anticipate what are future events going to be, right? So what's the best future state? What's going to happen? And what's the best going to happen you can put yourself in position to take advantage of? So we see moving this pendulum from the 80% on the very tactical, what's happening today, manage your business better today, and swing that pendulum the other way and start doing more predictive forecasting, demand-driven type of analysis, and make decisions on, you know, what's going to be the state of my business a year, 18 months out, and what do I have to do today to prepare for that? You see, you know, anything else associated with it? That's the direction for our vision.
Yeah, I think the only other pieces I would add is linking back to the maturity curve Rob indicated. You know, if you look along the spectrum, Tom Davenport in his well-read book on competing on analytics has the five stages of a company's maturity on their capabilities to do analytics and apply that to their business. And what we're intending on that partnership is no matter what stage, if you're at a stage one and you're lower, at a stage five and you're excellent, creating the platform that grows and adjusts and really drives capabilities, as Rob was mentioning, for focusing on the analytical output instead of the input of how to get there and making sure that that information can grow in scale to as you go into new businesses and business users who aren't necessarily the analysts but can take the output of that analytical work to improve the way that they either interact with customers, position or sell products, or improve the supply chain or help reduce costs. Make that readily available so they aren't going, I can't get at the data, I don't know how to think about what I should be doing, but they'd be going, I feel confident that we're able to do X, Y, or Z to drive our business. And that platform, no matter what stage you're at, is really there to be install once, expand as needed, and manage with easeability and scalability.
That sounds like a great solution, Scott. You know, Scott, at the BI Network, we're seeing so much activity, we're seeing a lot of consolidation, and a tremendous amount of competition in the advanced analytics space. What is the unique differentiation that the SaaS Teradata partnership provides with everything else that's happening in the market around us?
Yeah, well, Ron, in a way, that's actually good news, and the consolidation is that I think it's a representation of where the market's going. Obviously, there's a tremendous amount of focus on what analytics are going to be able to do for companies and how to employ them throughout their business organization. What we've seen through a recent IDC report that came out of highlighting SaaS as the leader in analytics and predictive modeling, a key component of that is the in-database capabilities that we've pioneered with Teradata. Where we've invested quite heavily with Teradata is across globally the resources to not only enable and support our customers with how they're using our technologies today, but help guide them and drive them in ways to exploit what the new integration capabilities of in-database and the professional services and other resources we've invested together in the partnership. For example, we've been able to help people very easily reduce a significant amount of time and analysis that results in bottom line returns in various industries, from financial services, telco, for example. In a telco, a recent one, they were looking at having customers' outstanding bills and which folks do they go after to try to get their money back on the bills that they owed. An interesting case, because of the complexity that Rob was mentioning before, this customer didn't centralize the data. At a very short time, we all tried to do analysis, and out of their 40 million customers, could only look at 350,000 customers' worth in addition, only targeting customers who owed $500 or more on their bill. And quite easily, putting the platform in place, we were able to reduce their time to run it from 3 hours into less than 12 minutes and look at over across all 40 million and increase their returns by over $1 million a month by using this kind of platform and the in-database specific capabilities that we've developed with Teradata to target the right people who are going to be the ones they need to talk with to get their payments back. So I think that's a great example in the joint R&D, et cetera. Rob, from your perspective, what would be some of the key highlights you see from the Teradata side?
I think it's a combination. I don't know that it is just, I think the strength really lies, it's not just the Teradata or not just the SaaS thing, but that what we're going to be able to bring to market is joint offers. So I know our competitors may argue, but if you look at SaaS in the analytics space and you look at Teradata in the data warehousing space, putting the strengths of our two companies together, we're both leaders, I think is pretty natural. You know, we have complementary strengths, we have similar a market position, and you put the number one name in analytics together with the number one name in data warehousing, and I think you have, if you can do that, I think what you do is bring to market a unique solution that nobody else can match. So, you know, we've committed lots of dollars and investment in resources, intellectual property, and combining those and bringing offers to the market. We've got a joint roadmap. We've got R&D. You know, we've got Teradata people on site at SaaS. We're developing offers and integration into the database and integration and interoperability between the SaaS processes, procedures, and solutions today. So, you know, I think part of the strength is what we're doing today. Number one best in analytics, number one best in data warehousing. Put it together, you're going to have a superior solution that comes to market integrated, so customers don't have to do the integration. They could focus on using the tools to run their business better.
You know, Rob, you're talking about joint offers. Could you talk to us a little bit about some of the joint offers that you're looking to deliver to the marketplace? You know, which industries, which subsegments, or specific disciplines are you going to focus on?
Yeah, and to be honest, we'll talk about some of the solutions, and I think very early on, Scott, you know, you might disagree, but it seemed like there was a lot of pull from the financial industry. We're getting a lot of telco uptake. I think the financial industry may be naturally because of the direction the economy was going, but you know, generally speaking, I think what we're doing translates into all industries. We're starting to see more pull from the healthcare industry, from the retail industry. So generally speaking, I think you're going to see offers cross the board. Scott, do you see that any different?
Yeah, I would agree. I think it maps very well to where SaaS and Teradata share a significant portion of joint shared customers in the Fortune Global 500. And what we see really is the weight of their efforts and their analytical maturity. What I think is really unique about the partnership is several of the technology platform and integration that we've invested is horizontal, and that you're going to see us, as we move into the next phase of the partnership, be able to help the customers take and transform those horizontals to specific verticals. So you could almost think of it, we came out with Coke in the beginning, and now we're going to have Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, et cetera. And the way that we've intended to do the partnership is really creating that baseline for customers that are pretty savvy on how they're using information to drive their business and really starting to get it tailored to their needs, whether it's in the insurance industry and its claims processing, or if it's in credit card for cross-sell and upsell, and even looking into areas such as we're talking into railroad and transportation, et cetera, of helping those industries look at the ways that they look at optimizing their use of the cars and services and et cetera. So I think we're on a really good path moving forward, taking what we've built from horizontal applications that now are going to be targeted into probably subsegments within industries.
So, Scott, could you briefly summarize some of the solutions that you have already jointly developed and some plans for the future?
Sure. Ron, what we've done in the SaaS Teradata partnership that's incredibly unique is we've created an umbrella called under the theme of Advantage Programs. And as the name implies, what we've tried to do with customers is take the pain and complexity of taking two vendors' offerings and leaving it up to the customer to figure out how do you build the car. So the intent of the Advantage Programs is to give prepackaged cars that the engines are in and the seatbelts work and you put in the key and you drive. And under that theme, we've had several horizontal advantage programs I've talked about. A couple key ones are Analytic Advantage, which are very focused on how do you incredibly improve the data mining process and scoring aspect of an analytical set of tasks that many companies use today. The other area that we've done is our own optimization services, and the optimization services focusing on helping existing customers that do utilize SaaS and Teradata technologies and taking the learnings from many customers and best practices and our recent investment in Partnership Center of Excellence to dramatically improve the way that our two technologies interoperate or could interoperate to improve not only speed and performance, but also productivity and usefulness of how they use them. And then a couple other in general ones, I'll ask Rob to talk on some of the industry ones. We've focused a lot of time over the last couple months on announcing our Business Insight Advantage. And this is really the overall platform that brings together SaaS's world-class data integration and data quality. It's analytics from data mining and forecasting, along with sharing that reporting through its BI infrastructure as a one-stop shop for customers to go, I can look at a platform that is the offering the best and most comprehensive set of tools and technologies from the two leading vendors in the industry to really help a customer move up the maturity curve and grow as it needs to grow as they mature. Rob, you want to comment a little bit on some of the industry areas and what we're doing currently and where we're looking at?
Yeah, sure. As we were talking about before, early on in the program, lots of pull from the financial industry, and we've released two Advantage program offers. The first one is the SaaS anti-money laundering, where we took the SaaS's solution and built it to run risk scenarios and risk factors in database. So as you can imagine, what banks and financial organizations who are trying to track risk are dealing with huge, massive amounts of data, and the degree to which they can manage all that data and query against that data and respond answers quickly will determine to what degree they can respond in relevant time frames and catch anti-money laundering. So that's one that came out. Another financial services industry is a risk advantage, where we took the SaaS risk application and we've got it running in Teradata against the Teradata financial services logical data model to be able to manage and report on risk and risk thresholds, whether they be regulatory or things that are set by the board in a financial services company. And last, around manufacturing and high tech, is what we call warranty analysis, which is actually combined. This is one where we combine the solution from Teradata, our intellectual property, with SaaS's. And we took SaaS's warranty analysis and Teradata's early warning system to be able to tell people who are either manufacturing product or providing break fix service on them where things will break, where there are indications that there are problems in a product recall, so that they can catch those problems sooner, cut costs out of bad inventory, bad process, and then cut the cost out of, you know, ongoing services. So those are six issues underway. As Scott said, three of them are horizontal, focused on helping customers move from traditional analytic architecture to in-database, and then the other three focused in the financial industry and the manufacturing. And, you know, we've got a lot of initiatives that we're looking at. Some of those are in different degrees. Some are just in discussion and underdeveloped, and some are under development. But right now, SaaS has a application, customer experience, that web application, CXA and Teradata. We have a product called IWI, and we think by looking at SaaS CXA, which is an application focused on looking at behavior on data of customers who are online, and combining with IWI, we can start getting a 360-degree view of customers, whether they're coming in online data or offline data. We're looking at expanding the financial portfolio to include credit scoring and be able to do in-database and accurate credit scoring for consumer and lending products. And then, you know, we're looking at a couple other products. There are actually areas where we do compete. So in the area of CRM is an area where we compete. SaaS has an application, marketing automation under their BI customer intelligence umbrella, and we have a CRM application. TRM, we're looking at the possibility of synchronizing and reconciling those application sets to be able to, you know, run some SaaS applications, Teradata's platform, even in areas where we compete. So, you know, the relationship is maturing to a point where we can do that. I don't think, Scott, we could have been talking about doing this a year and a half ago, but we now have an organization that can almost function as one unified company, and even being able to bring product to market around customer relationship management across competitive products is a reality for us today.
Well, that's great. I will tell you, I've seen so many announced partnerships, and, you know, generally that's the last you hear of them. Since SAS and Teradata have announced this partnership over the last 2 years, it's just been amazing to see the progression and the integration. And, you know, I think it's really, really helpful for, you know, companies today to be able to work with two companies who have really integrated their two solutions. So I really like to thank both you, Rob, and Scott for joining me today.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
And this is Ron Powell. Thanks for listening, and goodbye, and good business.
This has been a production of the BI Network, live from TDWI Vegas. Please send comments to podcast@b-eye-network.com. That's podcast@b-eye-network.com. Thanks for listening, and please continue to use the BI Network as your source for business intelligence, data warehousing, business performance management, and information quality news and commentary.